Hello again, and welcome to another edition of the Hick Chick Chat. I'm Leah Guffey, your host here on PrecisionPays.com. This week, we're going to take a look back at Dr. Norman Borlaug's statue installation on his 100th birthday in Washington, D.C. I highlighted bits and pieces of what everyone had to say about Dr. Borlaug and really his legacy that he's left over the last 100 years. The legacy will, of course, live on as it does in the World Food Prize and when I first heard about Dr. Borlaug, but I was totally moved by learning as much as I could about him during the World Food Prize and totally fascinated once again by all of the kind words spoken during the installation in Washington, D.C. on Ag Day. Let's take a listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, United States Representative from the 1st District of Iowa, the Honorable Bruce Braley.
I'm proud to represent Howard County, where Norman Borlaug was born 100 years ago today. And I want to welcome the Borlaug family and everyone here from Howard County to Norman Borlaug's new home. I thought it would be appropriate to wear a green suit and tie today in honor of the father of the Green Revolution.
Ladies and gentlemen, United States Representative from the 3rd District of Iowa, the Honorable Tom Latham.
What a great day it is for Iowa, for this country, and for feeding people to recognize somebody like Norman Borlaug. I want to thank everyone who made this day possible, all the leaders. Thank you all for being here. This is a great day for Iowa. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, United States Senator from the state of Iowa, the Honorable Tom Harkin.
When I think of Dr. Borlaug's achievements, I'm reminded of those famous words in the book of Proverbs, where there is no vision, the people perish. More than a half a century ago, Dr. Borlaug surveyed a world where starvation and malnourishment were rampant, and he had a vision. A vision of a green revolution. I cherish the times that I have visited with him in the past, either in my office here or in Iowa. And it was always, he was always focused on food production and research, always research, more research. But because of that vision, and because of Dr. Borlaug's tireless commitment to that vision, the people did not perish. Upwards of 1 billion lives have been saved across the world. His work was at the forefront of a 50-year period that has been described as the single greatest period of food production and hunger reduction in all of human history. Not bad for a farm boy from Cresco, Iowa. Not bad for a kid who began his education in a one-room schoolhouse.
Ladies and gentlemen, United States Senator from the state of Iowa, the Honorable Chuck Grassley.
Dr. Borlaug may not be a name known in every kitchen of the United States. But this man is one of the greatest humanitarians who has ever lived. He dedicated his life to the development of scientific breakthroughs, where it's important, because everybody has to have food. His successes eased malnutrition and famine around the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, the United States Secretary of Agriculture, the Honorable Tom Vilsack.
But I think if Norm were here today, he would want someone else to be acknowledged as well. Because Norm didn't do this by himself. As great as he was, as visionary as he was, he needed partners. And those partners were the farmers of the United States and of other countries. Norm understood that they had to be convinced that a better and brighter day was ahead. And he worked tirelessly with those partners to create that opportunity.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Democratic leader of the United States House of Representatives, the Honorable Nancy Pelosi.
He was a self-described hunger fighter who embraced the power of science to alleviate human suffering, who inspired us with his call to feed the hungry, to eliminate poverty, and to deliver hope to all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Republican leader of the United States Senate, the Honorable Mitch McConnell.
Over the past century, our world has been transformed by breathtaking advances in science and technology. And what's so interesting about many of them is they all started out, many of them, very small. Some with an atom, others with a microchip, and in what some have described as the most significant technological revolution of all, with a grain of wheat. Norman Borlaug couldn't have known he'd save a billion lives when he decided to pursue a PhD in plant pathology. But when this Iowa farm boy happened to attend a lecture on science's potential for eradicating hunger, he was intrigued. So he dropped a previous career plan in order to test the theory, and the world would never be the same. Today, we all know why.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Majority Leader of the United States Senate, the Honorable Harry Reid.
Shaped by what he experienced as a young man in the depths of the Great Depression, and later in the famines he witnessed abroad, Borlaug spent his days trying to better the world, and as we've already learned today, he really did that. You can't build a peaceful world on empty stomachs and human misery, he once wisely said. But it wasn't about what Dr. Borlaug said. It's about what he did. Throughout his life, he worked tirelessly in the classroom, in the laboratory, and even on his hands and knees in the dirt most of the time to help create a better world. From his humble roots in Iowa, he went on to change the world. Through his life's work in agriculture, he's justly credited with saving more, as we've heard time and time again, as we should hear time and time again, more than 1 billion lives. So I'm glad to be here for a lot of different reasons, but one is to hear this corny song from Iowa.
You're from Iowa, Iowa, state above the land, joy in every hand. We're from Iowa, Iowa, that's where the tall corn grows.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Honorable Kenneth M. Quinn.
I love Norm. He and I worked together for 10 years to build the World Food Prize that he created to be what he hoped it would become, the Nobel Prize for Food and Agriculture. And what I found was that he was the most humble, hardworking, and inspirational person I ever met. And he stood in this spot on July 17, 2007, after he got the Congressional Gold Medal. He stood there, and that's where the idea of the statue, when it was born, as we toasted him. And here he is, the most hallowed place of our democracy, a monument to his achievements, to our country's great achievements, and as the inspiration to all the future generations as they confront the single greatest challenge in human history, whether we can feed the 9 billion people who will be on our planet in 2050. And that's why it is my incomparable privilege to introduce to you the Governor of Iowa, the Honorable Terry E. Branstad.
Norman Borlaug has brought together the leaders of this country, Democrat and Republican, working together to recognize and honor a great man that made a real difference. Dr. Borlaug was an innovator who put science into the hands of those who needed it most all around the world. His statue inspires those who continue to sow the land and those making technology advances in agriculture and biosciences. He was a son, a brother, a father, a grandfather, and a cousin whose legacy continues to make his family proud. And we are glad to honor his family with this celebration. On behalf of my fellow Iowans, we now commend Dr. Borlaug's statue to the care of our nation's leaders. We hope his legacy will inspire future generations of Americans and that his humble spirit will long be remembered. May God bless the state of Iowa and the United States of America.
Until next time, my name's Leah Guffey, the Hick Chick, on PrecisionPays.com. You can also check us out on Facebook and follow along in the conversation on Twitter.